This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest, and this company is knocking it out of the park. I'm really privileged to have him back on our show. We're talking about Prodex, Inc. That's the company that we're highlighting today. They trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol PDEX. And the CEO is with us today, Rick Van Kirk. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
You know, last time we had you on the show, we were talking about revenues and everything and international sales and the outlook. I mean, 2015, you guys did $13.3 million in revenue. 2016, you guys kicked it up about almost, 70%, something like that, to $20.1 million with a profit of $822. So bravo, congrats.
Yeah, thanks very much. It was a lot of hard work by the folks here, but it's starting to pay off.
You know, give my listeners a little bit about statement of what you guys do and who you are.
Well, we've been around about 40 years, and the core of our business is medical device, basically powered tools for the operating room, arthroscopic shavers, cranial screwdrivers, and things like that. We've been doing a long time for just about every major distributor at one point or another over the years. We're headquartered in Irvine, California. And like we said earlier, after a couple of tough years, we seem to be back on track, and customers like the products and the service they're getting. And so we have high hopes for the future here.
Are there any new or recent announcements that my listeners would be interested in? Do you have anything new for us?
Yes, we just had something come out last week. We have partnered up and invested in a startup company back east, and they have a very revolutionary technology that we believe in and we're excited about, and we're helping them get started. But more importantly to us, part of the agreement is that once this thing gets rolling, we have guaranteed 10 years of manufacturing of products that we typically make for the industry, and actually opportunity to make some things that we have not done over the years. It's a chance to develop some more capabilities, expand our repertoire, and help this company get started at the same time. So there's a lot of wins in it for us and for them. And we're excited to see how this thing pans out over the next, 2, 3, 4, 5 years.
Is the company private?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, the company is private. How are you looking to grow your business? You know, like I said, you guys have really kind of set the bar kind of high. I mean, going from 2015 to $13 million to 2016, $20.1 million. How are you going to do that in 2017? Where do we go from here?
Well, in addition to looking for cooler long-term opportunities like the one we just discussed, we are really trying to leverage the technology we have. We're becoming more of a technology-driven company than maybe we traditionally have been more of a contract manufacturer. So we've got some pretty cool attributes on the handpieces we're making now, and we're leveraging that, or maybe the word is upselling, in particular with some of our current customers. The handpieces, the surgical tools that we make now are used on certain parts of the body, but all these big customers have other divisions for other parts of the body. If we're doing cranial screwdrivers now, hey, the thoracic folks need a screwdriver probably, or someone that for spinal surgery. So these companies are really liking the product that we're providing them, and because of that, they're very willing to introduce us to other key players in their company and other divisions. And so we're really trying to build existing relationships further. We are trying to expand our product line and offer more things to more people, and early results are good, as you can tell.
I got a two-part prong question for you. One, how big is the industry that you guys are in? And two, what gives you guys a competitive edge? I'm sure you're not the only pharmacy in the city.
Yeah, there's a couple things that give us an edge. We've been making products and hand pieces like this for years and years and years. We've made probably over 50,000 hand pieces. So it's a large market. I mean, in particular, our business development group showed me some reports that potentially this could be a $33 billion market over the next 10 to 15 years, some of the stuff that we're working with. But
wow,
if we just get a piece of that, it'd be awesome. So, but we've been doing it for a long time. We have an adaptive torque limiting technology that really makes our drivers attractive to companies and to surgeons that use it. Word of mouth is spreading. We also, in terms of just the fundamentals of the company, have a really strong alignment from board of directors through the manager team to the rest of the community here. Everyone understands what we're trying to do. Really good about communicating throughout the organization the objectives and why we're doing certain things. We're an aggressive company, you know, fairly small, so we just can't sit around and wait for things to happen. So we try to do things, and we try to explain why we're doing things so people know why they're working so hard and why would they. Sometimes it involves some weekends and things like that, but they buy in because they know there's some nice things happening as a result of that.
My guest today is Rick Van Kirk. He is the CEO of Prodex, Inc., while they trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol PDEX. One of the questions that I wanted to ask you is, I know you guys design, you develop, and you manufacture power surgical and dental instruments, but my question for you, Rick, is how do you guys do your sales? Do you farm that out? Do you have inside reps? How does the sales part come about?
Great question. It's kind of a relationship / technical sale. We don't have a team of sales reps or even salespeople. We have a director of business development and a strong engineering group. And a lot of our work involves selling, if you will, to the engineering group or technical group of our customers, because a lot of them are trying to decide whether they want to develop the device and manufacture in-house or outsource to someone like us. So we try to explain the virtues of our technical abilities and our operational abilities and dealing with, you know, a kind of a finite number of key suppliers. We're able to do it that way between our director of BD, myself, and a couple of key engineers that we can typically call on people like that.
You know, recently I was reading some of your press releases. You guys did a loan with Farmers and Merchants Bank of Long Beach. Market cap's usually under $50 million. You know, sometimes they have a strong, a little bit harder time, if I will, you know, getting money and everything. And then sometimes they fall into dilution, and sometimes they fall into toxic borrowing. Can you give us an update on the deal that you guys did with Farmers and Merchants?
Yeah, that was, I don't know if opportunistic is the right word, but that's more of a situation where, you know, two or three years ago when we were in the middle of our turnaround, we needed to get a loan, and we ended up doing a factoring arrangement. It was very onerous for us. And you know, we're through that. We're flush with cash. We've paid all that back. That's well behind us. But it seems as though the best time to negotiate or sign up for a loan or line of credit is when you are flush with cash.
That's true.
Terms are better, and then it's just kind of an opportunistic thing to have it in our back pocket. Certainly don't need it. I think the last results that we put out showed we had, you know, plenty of cash on hand. But it's one of those things like, hey, let's just do this now while the getting's good. And if we need it, we need it, but I doubt we'll need it.
You know, as I mentioned earlier, your company has had several strong quarters in a row. Does that enable you to reinvest more in the company? Are you looking into M&A? Can you give us an update on that?
Yeah, our focus right now, good question. Our focus right now is on internal development. We're doing some things that we traditionally have not done over the years in terms of encouraging and, in fact, incentivizing innovation here. We, a couple times a month, we'll put the engineers in a room for a couple hours, feed them lunch, and say, don't even think about existing product lines or existing development projects. Think of something new. Think of something we haven't done before. Innovate. And then that helps us, like I said, ultimately it'll help us expand our product line, improve the products we have. So we're really trying to invest in that. We've also invested just back into the company operationally. We've added some equipment in the machine shop with some added capabilities, which in turn has helped us to improve process times and improve our margins by reducing costs. We've invested in training in people in more technical skills. As we get bigger and bigger and spend more time working with the major medical device companies, we need to make sure that we're current, you know, technically and from a regulatory standpoint. So investing back into people and equipment as well as research and development.
You know, is there anything about Prodex that doesn't show up maybe in the public filings or the press releases that you would want my listeners to know?
Well, there's certainly a sense of momentum here, and I guess the numbers would reflect that. And I guess I would refer back to my comments before about alignment and talk about the culture here. We worked really hard on that over the last two or three years, where that there are no silos. The departments work together. The people in the machine shop understand what we're doing, and as well as what the board of directors. It's a really good connectivity, if you will, and that's reflected. We've won a couple of awards here in terms of top workplaces in Orange County. People like to work here. They feel informed. They like the direction of the company, and I just think there's, I don't want to be corny, so there's a karma to that, but I do think when things operate smoothly, when people work well together, you solve problems quicker, you develop new products more quickly, you service the customers better, and that just contributes to the momentum and the growth of the business.
Well, whatever you guys are doing over there, you're doing something right. I don't know if it's in the water or it's the food that the whole team of your team's eating over there, but you guys are doing something right. Prodex is the company we're highlighting today. They trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol PDEX. Rick Van Kirk is with us. He is the CEO of the company. In closing, Rick, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
Well, I think we touched on the key things. Like, it's a good time for Prodex. It's a good time to work here. It's a good time to be part of it. The numbers kind of speak for themselves. Some of the moves we're making, I think, bode well. And would encourage people to give us a good look.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll bring us up to date in 40 or 50 days. You won't wait so long to come back on the show. It's a privilege to have you on here.
I look forward to it. I'd love to come on anytime you like.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.